Well, folks, we are very excited. We are headed over, and we are going to be in Napa Valley tonight. And Morimoto awaits us, and we are very excited to be sitting here out on the terrace overlooking the Napa River. And this is downtown Napa at its best. Eduardo Dingler is sitting here with me. And, sir, this restaurant is the top of the heap. As far as I'm concerned, Napa Valley has the best of the best, and you are that. And I'm very excited to be here tonight. Let's stop and tell folks about the restaurant. They are all over the world now.
Yes, Doc. Well, it is a pleasure to have you, and we missed you. It's been a while since we had you over at the restaurant. Our restaurants have a worldwide presence these days. We just opened Bangkok last month, and we're also heading to the Middle East, doing Doha and Dubai. But before then, we're opening Vegas in a couple weeks. We have now several concepts aside from that we do here in Napa, which is a more formal, more versatile approach to the menu. We have a place in New York called Momosan Ramen and Sake, which we feature sake, we feature chef's recipes on ramen, a few other fun things, no sushi, more of a casual aspect. And we also have Morimoto Asia, which we open in Orlando, which has food from all over Asia. We feature dim sum and a wok and some of the dishes that we do here as well, and sushi. It is an impressive 1,000 covers a day restaurant, and it's beautiful downtown Disney. And aside from that, we have a little place at the LAX, which is more of a fast-paced skewers, it's called.
What we're going to do today is we're going to be looking at your menu, and it is a vast menu, and it really does take more than one visit to the restaurant to really cover this. But we're going to cover with a few great wines from this area, and also, we're going to be talking about your sakis later. So we have the first page I opened up to was a tasting menu that you could do with a chef. Let's go past that and leave that for the end and go to the Wah Bar now. I have a beautiful Chardonnay from Dutton Ranch and Patson Hall. Donald, Pat's dropped off. He might be here to help us drink it, but right now it's just you and I.
Excellent. The Dutton Ranch from Patson Hall has always been a favorite of our restaurants. You can find it at 8 out of 10 locations if you walk around the world. And we're big fans, especially, as you said, with the Raw Bar, with the bounty of the ocean, with what we have to offer in California as far as Chardonnay.
Let's talk about that concept. Now, the Raw Bar, obviously, is... you're getting into the sushi, but you have features there every day.
Yeah, so we feature a lot of things. We do a little bit of crab. We do the oysters, which change, obviously, seasonally, and whatever we can get the local driven as far as the bounty. We have also the lobster. We have all this different array. Also, past the what the protein is, we have all the sauces to play with. We have the Thai sauce. We have a cocktail sauce, ceviche. So you get all the different aspects and ranges of sweetness and spice to it as well.
Well, that's just one area of the menu we're going to be covering today, and I think it's time for us. Some food just came to the table, and we have poured a glass of this Dutton Ranch Chardonnay. We're going to move on now. We'll have more food, and we are at Morimoto Napa, and this is one of the most incredible restaurants in the world, and the view here is incredible.
Welcome again. Thanks, Doc.
Now, folks, we couldn't leave Napa Valley or Morimoto Napa without talking about sake. There's a sake bar as you walk in, and you look like a man who loves sake, and I noticed some of the top names, as usual, sitting here.
Yes, Doc, indeed, sake is one of our favorite topics here. We have about 65 sakes at any time ready to be enjoyed. We have the sake bar as you walk in, and as well as every server really well-instructed on sake and explaining what it is and demystifying it and make it approachable to taste and have fun with.
Can't talk about 65 sakes. It's very appropriate because you do have a new label of your own. I'm not sure how new because we haven't seen each other in a while. But let's talk about, I see four very beautiful bottles on the table. Very exciting because sake is very much like wine in some ways. There's different kinds and you can educate us.
Well, yeah, sake in general, it's made of rice and is brewed rather than fermented or made on a wine fashion. It's more like a beer, multiple parallel. But basically, there's four ingredients that make up sake. There's water. There's koji, which is a mold that transforms the starch into sugars. There's yeast that transforms the sugars into alcohol. And then there's a rice, obviously. So different rice textures, different rice polishing make up for different styles and levels of sake. The water is very important. And since we're focusing on the Morimoto brand, the brewery that's making this for Chef for years settled in Ishikawa Prefecture on the western side of Japan a few hundred years ago or so. And the reason they settled there is the water, they say, has a trajectory about 100 years from Mount Hakusan to the brewery. So you capture all this richness and minerality, which, as you're tasting right now as we speak, it has all this big developed textures. The Junmai, which you tasted first, has a little more of a dry quality, more masculine in style, dried fruits in a way. The second one, I don't know if you noticed that spike of acidity, it has a green apple tone to it. It's 50% taken away out of the grain of rice, which makes it really versatile, and you can play with more dishes. The third one, the Junmai Daiginjo, is the most delicate and polished. I don't know if you noticed, a little more of a, almost like drinking marshmallows with a little stone fruit. As my mouth's watering, I can't wait to taste them as well with you. That one, it's a little more delicate, more sashimi-driven style. But then the last one, as you can see, the color has more intensity. It's caramelized in a way. It's a koshu sake, which means has been aged, sort of an orthodox style, but in this case goes in a porcelain container for 5 years, and it just develops amino acids and caramelized in a way, tasting almost like graham cracker and chili, and very, very developed amazing aromas, which you don't usually see in sake.
I think that is a meal or a night by itself that you really would have to get into those and enjoy the different dishes with them and open up a whole new world of cuisine.
Absolutely, Doug. I'm so glad you came, and this has been a lot of fun.
Indeed, and now we get to eat a couple more dishes. I think I can handle one more. And yourself?
Well, let's see what we can do.
Cheers, and ladies and gentlemen, may all your pains be champagnes.